From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Osama bin Laden is not just the world's worst terrorist, he's also a bad boss.
First, the lead, immigration and the U.S. Senate. There may be a compromise today to pass new immigration law, something that seemed unlikely only a day ago. Late last night, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist announced some tentative deal that might be enough to get support to pass. Joining us from Capitol Hill is NPR's David Wellna. David, what is the latest? What's going on there?
Well, Alex, the latest is that the Senate just voted to not allow a final vote on the bill that came out of the Judiciary Committee last week. It was a quite lenient bill compared to what the House did, in that it gave a possibility of U.S. citizenship to the 11 to 12 million undocumented workers who are in the country right now. The deal that was worked out, and that bill now is no longer really under consideration. It, in effect, has been filibustered.
This is the one that Senator McCain and Senator Kennedy had supported.
The McCain-Kennedy proposal really is the essence of that bill. Now, what was worked out with Senators Chuck Hagel of Nebraska and Mel Martinez of Florida was a compromise where it basically takes the whole Kennedy-McCain proposal and the bill that came out of the Judiciary Committee, and it tweaks it in just one part, and that has to do with those undocumented people in this country. It says rather than all of them being eligible for a path to citizenship, and actually before, not all of them were, those who came here after January 7th, 2004 would not be eligible, but the rest of them would be. It takes that group and it says actually the only ones who would be eligible would be those who can prove that they've been in the country for more than 5 years, and they'd also have to meet a series of other requirements, such as speaking English.
So this is what was called the amnesty provision, the thing that would allow people who are here illegally to stay here and apply for citizenship, even though they'd come here illegally. And you're saying that now there's going to be a time limit on that. You're going to have to prove you've been in the country for 5 years, and then you can sort of apply for citizenship. But before 5 years, what happens to people? If they can't prove they've been here 5 years, what happens?
Well, there are two other groups. There is that group of people who came here after January 7th, 2004, when President Bush first announced that he wanted a guest worker program. That's sort of the cutting point. Those people really have the least prospects of staying here permanently. Those who came here between 5 years ago and a little more than 2 years ago would have a chance to stay and would have a chance to get on a path to citizenship if they can get a green card. Now, the quota for green cards would be $425,000 a year for the next 5 years. Well, if you do the math on that, it's probably about 3 million people who would fall in that group of 5 to 2 years residents in this country. They haven't really explained what's going to happen to all of the other people who would not get green cards, even if every green card were given to those people in the country right now. This is a bill that still is very green.
They're working on compromises and more language, and more will come out as the day goes on. Is there a prospect for a final bill that Mr. Frist likes and a vote on that?
Well, I think that there's going to be some pretty fierce opposition from conservatives who say this is still amnesty, and they intend to amend this proposal, and they could use devices to try to block it as well. It's not a done deal.
All right. Thank you. NPR's David Wellna on Capitol Hill. Later on the program, NPR's Mike Pesca has a report on how staffing New York City restaurants with illegal workers seems to be making everyone happy.